AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, more speeches praising Kamala Harris. ABC's Christiane Cordero is there.
Harris's husband, the first second gentleman of the United States, Doug Emhoff, in primetime.
Kamala has fought against anti-Semitism and all forms of hate her whole career.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama taking a swipe at Donald Trump.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
And former President Barack Obama.
America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
There were protests outside the convention hall and police in riot gear, making more than a dozen arrests. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East once again. There was no ceasefire deal agreed upon. Moscow coming under one of the largest attacks yet by Ukrainian drones, more than 40 of them destroyed before they reached their intended targets. This is ABC News. A Virginia man in critical condition after being accidentally shot by a toddler. Police say the man put a gun on a chair as he was getting ready to leave the house, and his girlfriend's two-year-old apparently pulled the trigger. Nobody else was hurt. Another issue with some Boeing jets, this time with seats in the cockpit. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
The FAA will require inspections of all cockpit seats on Boeing 787 Dreamliners after a captain's seat on one of the planes moved accidentally and disconnected the autopilot system. It happened during a flight between Australia and New Zealand back in March. Regulators received four other reports from Boeing of unintentional movements in cockpit seats. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Fresh raids today in Romania at the home of infamous influencer Andrew Tate. He is already facing charges there, including human trafficking and rape. Now there are new allegations, including charges involving children and money laundering. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough. Cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery made mattress in a box get between you and that much needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris rallied a crowd of thousands at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum Tuesday night.
We are not going back. We will move forward. Just like Wisconsin state motto tells us, forward!
Her speech was streamed to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign, Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance, came to Kenosha.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just 1 hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. It's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. And I think that was the longest I've been without playing football. And just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you can do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays at civicmedia.us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. It's the John and Gordy Extravaganza.
Good morning.
And Catherine Lake is down at the DNC, you know, doing what she has to do down there to get everybody on board, you know, so that they go out there and interview people for this show.
She's working behind the scenes today.
And one of the great moments yesterday was Tana Elba's show for 2 hours with the Lincoln Project.
Wow!
It was one of the funniest moments in radio for 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed that.
It was just great stuff. They just could not let up at all.
Really?
On Trump. That's all they were talking about.
I have to go back on Civic Media's app and check
that
out today.
It's really fun stuff.
I was filling in for Aaron yesterday.
And you were there,
It was a good show,
It was good.
All right. Well, something to check out. 7 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on this Wednesday morning. There's some reports of some fog out there, but I didn't see any fog driving in.
No.
It looks nice and clear downtown on State Street, a block from the Capitol, 55 degrees.
Sometimes when there's not a lot going on, they just fill in with little things like fog. I mean, that could be anything, right? It could be out in the middle of a field someplace. Well, there's fog out there. Let's mention that.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Make it interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a field, you know, if you have 40 acres out there somewhere and you can see Apache fog thing.
Give us a call.
Let us know about it so we're aware.
Eyewitness weather.
That's it. Yep. Our number is 608-879-8255. You can always text us on the Civic Media app. And a little bit later on, we'll be giving away tickets to the Upper Dells Boat Tour. So that'll happen in our 7 o'clock hour. And Mike McCabe will also be joining us here in the studios a little bit later.
Yeah, he did a real interesting Substack blog the other day about Phil Donahue.
We really
didn't talk about it much after he passed away. One of the great leaders, one of the very first, I think the first talk show host that brought up a lot of politics and audience participation, which, you know, became a joke after a while. You know, a lot of people used it in their humor.
Sure.
Taking the mic out into the audience, getting people's reactions. But man, that guy was so, so good.
Yeah, he was a real pioneer.
And he got the typical kind of television consultant advice that we get in radio as well, and that is, don't be so political. Yeah. Oh, don't be so controversial. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff you normally get. He got it all the time, and they even took him off the air.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But he was a true journalist.
He was.
And he really broke some new ground by running out in the audience with the microphone. That was a new thing. Nobody had really done that.
No one had done that.
To make the whole show kind of, you know, audience participation.
Strangled
kind of
a few people on the way there with the cord, you know. I mean, corded microphones at the time.
Right.
Very dangerous.
Hey, let's get back to the weather because we need to know the actual afternoon high for today.
Oh,
you know, everybody's on the edge of their chair because I mentioned, you know, right now it's 55 degrees, but how warm will it get
today? Are we going to be reaching for the balds this morning?
You might want to, but I don't know. I'm okay over here. I see. The weather roulette.
Balls, let's do the weather balls.
Yeah, the weather ball. No, let's go to the weather wheel.
Really, a big intro for the weather balls.
All right. Well, no, we'll go back to the lottery ball.
Is there a surprise with the lottery wheel?
But
do you have something new?
No, nothing. No.
Gordy just doesn't want to reach for the balls today.
Let's go to the weather lottery ball machine.
There you go.
Okay, just to.
Oh, it's a machine. I got it.
What's the afternoon high for today? First number is a 7. So stupid. And the second number is a 4. 74 will be our actual afternoon high.
Wait a minute. Are you burning out on the weather balls? Oh, man. You know.
No comment.
All right.
Okay. Let's do the National Day calendar. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we got it right here.
Almost forgot.
I know. It's the 21st day of August.
Yeah.
It's time to play Is It or Is It Not? Is it or is it not National Senior Citizens Day?
Yeah.
Is it or is it not Sailboat Day?
Mm-hmm.
How about Brazilian Blowout Day?
Wow.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Or National Spumani Day. Which one of those days does not belong?
National Spumani Day.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh.
It is National Spumani Day. Sam, do you have a guess?
It's not Sailboat Day, I don't think, is it?
It is not Sailboat Day, so you win a shiny new dime.
All right.
Yeah, add it to your account. Okay? We can collect it at the end of the year. Okay. Brazilian Blowout Day. I'm almost afraid to see what this might be, but I don't understand what this is.
Okay. We're going to find out. That's the whole point of this feature.
That's right. This day provides an opportunity to put your best self forward, starting with your beautiful looks. It's Brazilian Blowout Day.
Okay.
While summer weather celebrates beach trips, vacations, and barbecues, and carefree attitude, it can also be a hair nightmare.
Wow.
It's a hair thing. With humidity at an all-time high, frizzy hair is in full effect across the nation.
Yeah.
Therefore, a Brazilian blowout calms your tresses and allows you to embrace your beautiful self.
I still don't understand any of it.
It's something to do with hair. Through the use of innovative and breakthrough bonding technologies, the Brazilian blowout, this is a hairstyle, apparently.
Oh, it's a hairstyle.
Brazilian blowout treatment improves the health and condition of the hair. It creates a protective protein layer around the hair shafts. As a result, it eliminates frizz and smooths the cuticle, it says here.
Okay.
So those with Brazilian blowouts don't fear the summer humidity and feel confident in their looks. So that's
I feel relieved now.
Do you? Okay, good.
We've taken care of that problem.
Thank goodness.
No longer have to look into it.
I think it's especially for women with long hair because it gets all frizzy, you know, and they get split ends.
You gonna step out on that limb? You don't take that chance.
I just took it. Yeah.
All right.
John, you've got long hair. Do you need a Brazilian blowout?
You know, maybe I do. Wow, I didn't think about that.
I just looked at the camera shot of you this morning. Now you're purple. Yesterday, you were white as a sheet. Today, you've got a purple hue to you.
Yeah, it's almost like I have a black light on me.
John and Gordy in living color.
Yeah, what's going on with that camera? I thought you re-registered the camera.
I cranked the saturation on it, so that's why he's purple. Maybe we just... So in the studio here, we got colored lights that we're supposed to be able to control with a smartphone.
Yeah. Right?
Most of the time, that doesn't work, but we could turn them on and have a party in here.
Yeah,
well, we could.
Wow, look at that, huh?
We should get a black light going. Blacklight posters. Yeah.
I kind of like getting people's impressions, you know, people that we have on StreamYard with us.
Right.
And then I do the old pose, and then I get their impression as to what it looks like.
That's a good idea.
You know?
Why not?
Oh, you look dead in a casket. Well, that's me.
Well, yeah, folks can do that. They can text us this morning. What does John look like? 608-879-8255.
Are we back on X at all? Yeah, have we gotten back on X?
No.
Oh,
do we? I don't know if we even want to. Do we want
no,
to really
we do.
Grace Elon's platform?
No, but we have to do it because everybody kind of tunes in X.
I think so.
Checking things out.
I don't know.
And that's where we want to be. We want our live video on X.
We're still on Facebook, right?
Facebook and YouTube.
Okay. Oh, Facebook, jerks.
Okay. Okay.
They keep bouncing us off,
yeah,
banning us because of a song we might play on the show.
Well, hey, it's National Senior Citizens Day, John.
Hey, that's us.
That's it. Recognizes the achievements of the more mature representatives of our nation.
Mature? Really? Is that how they want to describe us?
Yeah, okay. The day provides us an opportunity to show our appreciation for their dedication and accomplishments and services that we give throughout our lives. According to the census, hey, they've got some census information. The 2017 census, 47 million seniors live in the United States. 47 million.
Yeah, it's increased since then.
Yeah. By 2060, that number will nearly double.
Yeah.
Wow. It goes on and on about how great seniors are, and, you know, we already know that.
Well, yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Brag. I don't want to brag.
No, no, we don't want to say
it. Do you
ever
use the senior discount at businesses around town?
I try.
Actually, no. Here's an interesting thing, though. This happened about 15 years ago.
Okay.
But we went to a national park, and seniors get a $15 lifetime pass to the national parks.
Wow.
You never have to renew or anything, and you could have a carload of people and get into the parks for just $15 for the lifetime membership.
That's great.
That is incredible.
What a deal.
It's a great deal.
So have you been to a lot of national parks?
Well, it was the last time we went to a national park. But, you know, it's in the back of my mind.
One of these days we'll take advantage
of that.
Yeah, good luck. It's National Spumani Day. I don't even, not even sure what it's
a song, right?
No, it's
Jerry Lee Lewis song?
Spumani?
Isn't it?
I don't think so. We'll look it up. But...
Spuglioli, I don't know.
Okay, whatever. National Spumani Day today celebrates a delicious frozen treat, which hails from southern Italy. Traditionally, three molded layers of flavored gelato create a unique dessert. The creamy creation often includes candied fruits and nuts in two layers a third chocolate layer. Okay.
Candied anything just drives me crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't like it?
No.
What do you put on your ice cream, John?
Well, just
chocolate sauce.
Chocolate sauce or something like that.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Do you flavor up your ice cream, Sam? Lots of stuff?
Well, I usually... I'm too cheap to buy ice cream in the first place.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I do, I usually just buy a flavor that has stuff mixed into
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That's what I get too. Yeah.
Mm.
But I mean, you know, when you have candied fruit,
right?
The worst possible thing they could do to anything.
Yeah.
Oh man. I mean, that is, that's fruitcake stuff.
It is.
Ooh.
It gets stuck in your teeth.
It's just the consistency is awful.
I've only had fruitcake like once or twice, but I actually didn't hate it.
Really?
I don't get why everyone hates fruitcake so much.
Mm. Do you ever watch the Pee-wee Herman episode where he continually gets fruitcake all day long?
No, I haven't.
For Christmas.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Have you seen any episodes of Pee-wee Herman?
No, not. I've seen like 10 minutes of the movie when I was a kid or
something.
The Big Adventure?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
It is. But the TV show, you ought to check that out too.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some history items, right, Sam? But I don't think we have time for them right now.
We'll get to it right after the break.
Let's take a quick pause here. It's 18 minutes past the hour, 55 degrees. Highs today in the mid-70s. We're just getting started on a Wednesday morning with the John and Gordy Show. And we're coming right back with history for this date.
To Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM on your FM dial, the John and Gordy Show.
Switched formats now. Too.
Yes. So we're now playing jazz.
Jazz. Cool jazz. Cool jazz station. Yeah. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
55 cool degrees.
Count Basie and his orchestra.
Yeah. Why are we playing Count Basie? Sam?
It's Count Basie's birthday today.
Oh, how old is he?
He
would be.
120. He was born today in 1904.
He doesn't look a day over 118.
No.
Good for him.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, yeah, he was one of the jazz pioneers.
He was one of the big band leaders back in the day.
No doubt. Yeah, my dad loved Count Basie music.
Oh,
had a bunch of albums. Yeah.
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 Back when albums were like 78 albums.
Well, 78 RPM. No, this was they were 33s.
Oh, okay.
They were 33s, but the vinyl was thicker back then.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
High quality
the mono albums
quality.
Were very, very thick.
You'll just go
and
on
solid.
And on about this mono versus stereo stuff, won't you?
Well, you know, there were two separate charts for each stereo and mono albums.
For like 3 years or something like that. It wasn't very long.
Because people had a hard time letting go of their mono albums. Me included. I could do anything to that mono album. It would never get scratched.
Right.
As soon as they put out stereo,
yep.
You could hear the clicks and pops immediately.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
What else happened on this date, Sam?
We're going way back.
He's making fun of us, you know?
I know
he is. Because we like mono.
A little bit, yeah. Well, okay. I can't say that I listen to stuff in mono all the time.
Yeah.
But whatever.
A lot of the early Beach Boy albums were mono.
Well, same thing with the Beatles. The first several years, everything was in mono, and they preferred that. I mean, it was. And then stereo, they didn't.
You don't need to mix anything. You just put it all together.
Well, they didn't have to mix. They mixed to the AM radio dial.
Right.
That audio compression.
That's
how they mix their music.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
I'm glad we straightened that.
Yeah. We're going way back. Today, 1831. You ever heard the name Nat Turner?
Not sure.
Turner was a slave in Virginia in the 1830s, and he led the, I guess you could call it, the most successful slave rebellion in U.S. history.
Okay.
And it began today in 1831. It's hard to quantify a successful slave rebellion, but it went on for a while, several days, and they killed a lot of white slave owners, plantation owners, and in their eyes, they were successful for a while.
This was in Virginia?
This was,
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Crazy stuff. Today in 1888, the adding machine is patented by William Burroughs. You ever used a mechanical adding machine?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What for?
Well, arithmetic.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We actually had them way back when.
We had them.
Yeah.
We had them. Yeah. They were something.
They were great.
I know,
great,
but like,
big.
What? Yeah, they are. They're big. You
like
put them on a desk.
Size
but like,
of a cash register.
What in the world did you need to add that you needed a machine for? Because you were probably in school or something at the time still.
Well, okay, yes, our parents had them, you know, if they had to do accounting or something, or they had them in the offices,
sure.
You know, so, yeah. They had paper. You know, they would you punch in the number,
big roll of paper would roll it out, yeah. And then you had to go backtrack manually and see if you already entered it or not. And it was just awful. Yeah. My God.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of those things, you know, the parents bought.
Yeah.
But they never used.
Right.
They found it just to be obscene. You know, just ridiculous to even try to manually operate.
Right.
And if you make a mistake, you got to go back. Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Nightmare. Okay. Yeah.
Glad to leave it in the past.
Yeah.
Yes. Today, in 1959, Hawaii becomes the 50th state.
Mm, excellent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
1959.
It's
okay.
Crazy that it, like, I always think of some, like, adding states as
right?
Something that just doesn't happen, but it happened when you guys were kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I was 6 years old, seven years old.
Now the Republicans are against adding any state.
Well, Puerto Rico's been, that one that everybody says would be the next one, and D.C., yeah.
I mean, these are simple little things that we really just need to do, and they're doing it because they do not want liberal voters.
That's right, because these would be Democratic states,
Right.
So, yeah,
that's the only reason. I mean, could you even give that as your only reason?
By the way, did you see the roll call vote last night at the DNC? It was really cool.
No,
it was
what'd
like
they do.
They had a DJ up there, you know. Because
yes, I saw that.
Did you see this? And for every state, they had different music. Like for New Jersey, they were playing Springsteen, and now they took the lyrics out, so it was just the music. Yeah. It was really kind of
it was very cool.
Yeah,
it sounds like it would take a while, but it sounds pretty cool.
It took a while, but they limited what the people could say. So they told them ahead of time, look, you can't go on and on about your state. You got like 2 minutes or whatever, and that's it. And then you got to tell us what your numbers are.
That's like 2 hours of introductions.
It was actually, I watched the whole thing. It was really kind of fun.
Well, I got angry because during the Wisconsin
announcement, Tony
Evers. I was watching Fox News coverage of it because I had to get this other point of view.
Sure.
It was just, honest to God, I watched it all night. It was surreal. There was nothing said that was right or correct or any interpretation was so far off and ridiculous. It was entertaining. Hannity came on at the time that Wisconsin came up. And, Hannity doesn't stop talking.
Of course.
And he just came on and he's explaining all this stuff from the day before. Who cares, you know?
Wow.
And what song did they play for Wisconsin?
Well, that's a great question because on MSNBC, which I'm watching, when Wisconsin came on, suddenly Rachel Maddow came on and started talking over it. And Tony Evers is up there talking, but I couldn't hear it.
The cheese
Rachel,
heads.
Yeah, they all had cheese heads on. And Rachel was talking over them because at the time, Milwaukee, they were doing a split screen. They had Milwaukee going, and Rachel Maddow wanted to explain that, Kamala Harris is about to come out, da-da-da-da. Talked all the way through the Wisconsin thing. Like, oh,
man.
Come on. But, Tony Evers was there, and the state representative from the Democratic Party, whose name escapes me, we've had him on here.
Ben Wickler.
Yeah. Yeah, he was standing right there, and a few other people, but, don't know what they said.
Boy, that's just
the
tragic,
networks just
isn't
talked
it?
All over Wisconsin.
Yeah, you want to find out what song it was?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Well, on Wisconsin?
Got it pulled up. Know. It's not on Wisconsin. John?
I don't know. Cheesehead song?
Cheesehead song? No.
What was it?
The Badgers Classic. You guys might be a little old to realize that this is a classic, actually. This is Jump Around by House of Pain.
Okay, yeah, that was in the background. Now I recognize that. Who is this?
House of Pain. Okay. They play this during the third quarter at every football game.
Oh, they do?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's been a thing for
25, maybe 30 years.
Oh, yeah,
so.
That's when I stopped going to the games.
Yeah. Right, yeah, same here. Okay, well, it's good to know.
Wow.
All right.
That's obscure. All right.
Yeah.
You say so, it's pretty popular,
it's pretty
John.
Popular. I'm sorry. It is popular.
Anyway, just to wrap it up, I thought that was a really good idea to do the roll call that way because it really kept your attention
it did.
And it was fun.
It was.
Everybody was having a good time.
Crazy
it was
crazy DJ
a party.
And purple.
I know.
You know?
It was good.
That's crazy.
Fun stuff. It was a party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
It's 29 minutes past the hour, and coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll have a pair of tickets to the Upper Dells Boat Tour, Wisconsin Dells. Also, Mike McCabe will be joining us, and we're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show for this Wednesday morning on WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Wisconsin's corn and soybean fields may be shaping up better than we initially thought. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And if you're finding yourself anticipating more bushels than maybe you've already sold, now is the time to try to get a strategy plan together. That's the advice of John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
So there's just some things producers just need to push the pencil on here and get prepared for this bush, this crop coming this fall. And then start asking those questions with the elevator or reach out to someone like me that we can look at some different ideas, how to kind of keep you in the game if in case you have to get those bushels moved without storage. With the carry in the market, storing this crop is probably going to be a negative idea because, again, when you get big crops, that carry has a tendency to continue to disappear. And obviously with interest rates where they are, the cost of storing that grain, and then the possibility of losing that carry could be a real negative proposition.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. As we get started on a Wednesday morning, corn, soybeans, wheat, all holding firm. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Dairy's been holding on this week. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese actually gained a penny to 226 and a half. 40-pound block cheese, that stayed unchanged, but that's at 210. Double A butter on Tuesday went down a penny and a half, 317 a pound. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, up a penny, 22.51. October closed 23 cents stronger, 22.68 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 399. November soybeans are up 4 at 980. The September wheat this morning up a penny at 534. There's your quick market update. And a quick reminder, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. Although you're busy feeding cows and getting ready to start chopping silage, we'd love to keep you informed. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and you'll see how you can sign up there. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
T. Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM.
Why are we playing I Am the Walrus?
Well, we're celebrating the event that took place many, many years ago in the 60s when everybody thought Paul had died.
Yeah.
And we don't know why anybody came up with that rumor.
Well, I think one of the stories I've always heard is that it was a New York DJ that just started putting the pieces together
of
these little things that he had picked up on from album covers and song lyrics.
A guy like you, who admired, knew every detail about the Beatles, suddenly noticed that the Beatles were saying that Paul was dead.
And then the Abbey Road album with the Volkswagen in the background with the license plate 28 if. Yep. So Paul McCartney would have been 28 years old if he had lived. And Paul was walking across the street barefoot. And that was one of the signals that, you know, sometimes people get buried.
Yes, without their shoes on.
And socks.
Yeah, and then the walrus is the Norwegian symbol for death.
Yeah, and then also on that Abbey Road album, Paul McCartney is out of step with the other three Beatles. He was walking out of step. You know, the rest of them were in step.
Why don't we play this? This is the first episode, the introduction to, you know, why they think he's dead.
All right.
Let's listen to it. It's scary, by the way. It's very scary.
Okay. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, well, watch out.
Okay. Here it is.
I hope you're not sitting in a dark room.
Paul McCartney, dead. Are the Beatles trying to tell us, through their records and album covers, that Paul is dead? Or is this a grand promotional gimmick concocted to bring the Beatles into the spotlight again? If so, will it help them or will it hurt them? Or is it simply a series of coincidences that really have no meaning? We certainly hope that it is not true. We really feel that Paul is alive. But here is the case presented by those who say Paul McCartney is dead.
Wow, that's dramatic.
One, the Sgt. Pepper album cover portrays a casket with a bass guitar with flowers around it. Paul played or plays a bass.
That was it.
There is a red-haired doll looking into the casket.
Yeah.
Some say this signifies Jane Asher, Paul's former sweetheart.
She had red hair.
Look closely at the album cover. You'll see a wreath of flowers in the shape of the letter P. Death is the theme of the entire album cover. The back of the Sgt. Pepper album cover has a picture of the Beatles. Three, George, Ringo, and John are facing the camera. Paul has his back to the camera.
Good Lord, this music.
That's what started the question, is Paul dead? Jack Meehan in London reports from London.
It's difficult to say from London. There have been practically no reports as involved as those in the United States tracing this
involved Beatleology, which allegedly indicates Paul McCartney died as much as 2 years ago. The Beatles themselves have said that they put nothing of tremendous significance into their lyrics, but people are free to find in it, in the lyrics, yep, what they feel themselves might be there.
This is crazy music. Scary.
Is Paul McCartney dead? We're still asking that question. They're like, you know, five episodes after this, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, they made something out of this.
They really did, yes. Oh. And they made the local radio stations that ran this produce it themselves with their own local announcers.
That's wild.
There's a guy out of Milwaukee.
That was from the Milwaukee
station?
Yeah,
Milwaukee station.
No kidding.
WRIT.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
You know the DJ?
No.
Who did that? Or?
Not recorded quite sure. Off your radio speaker with alligator clips?
Yep, I did.
Sounds like it.
I spent so much time recording off the radio.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul eventually did come out and said, you know, he did a little press conference. As far as I know, I'm not dead.
Yeah.
Said something like that.
But the lookalike, you know, they had a lookalike for Paul McCartney. I don't know why they had a lookalike, but this guy had a scar or didn't have a scar on his lip.
Yeah. Paul McCartney had been in a car accident right before they did Sgt. Pepper. And that's actually why he started growing a mustache. Mm-hmm. And then they all grew mustaches for that album. You know, they all had mustaches suddenly.
So this lookalike did not have a scar.
I don't know. I don't remember that part. But they did theorize that somebody had replaced Paul like 2 years before. Looks just like him. Sounds just like him. He plays the bass.
Wrote pretty good songs.
He wrote some good songs. Let's keep him in the band.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, this worked out.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
The things we did before cell phones, folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to keep entertained.
Yeah, Paul's still doing fine. He's still touring. You know, he's in amazing shape for, I think he's 83 now.
Yeah, for being
still
a duplicate.
He does yoga every day. You know, he stands on his head for 20 minutes a day.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a video of him doing it recently.
He's in great shape.
He really is.
He is.
Terrific.
He makes all these personal appearances and is able to, you know, converse with people, dance with them, move around. Yeah. It's fun to watch, but, you know, I'm thinking, come on, this guy is like, you know, 88 or something.
No, he's
81.
80. Well, 80. All right. Let's look up. Here we go.
All right. You know, we've got some interesting news coming up here.
Do we?
Yes. Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. How Tulsi Gabbard is in the news and
82 years old.
There you go.
82.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What were you saying?
I was talking about Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, yeah.
She slammed Harris over her remarks against J.D. Vance. What is this, some kind of playground thing? Calling Harris a self-serving politician who should not be in office? What? How? Why? Hmm? Mm-hmm. Over her warning to Americans that J.D. Vance will only be loyal to Trump and not to the U.S. And that's all that Harris said.
Okay.
And it's true, right? I mean, you know, he hated, J.D. hated Trump. And then all of a sudden he kind of flipped around, became a billionaire, you know, sold another extension of his ridiculous novel, Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah.
You know, number two is coming out pretty soon. And he received $8 million in an advance on that.
Wow.
So the guy's broke. You know, he's for just sure. a normal everyday person, you know, struggling, making ends meet. Gabbard stated that J.D. Vance was deployed to Iraq in 2005. Now, I'm just going to correct her on this. She asked, was Kamala Harris willing to put her life on the line in service to our country at any time in the past? The audacity that she has to say this is off the charts. She's talking about J.D. Vance, someone who enlisted in the Marine Corps after the terrorist attack on 9/11. Was Kamala Harris willing to put her life on the line in service to our country at any time? Huh? Is she now? No! And I just have to say that, you know, Vance was a media relations officer in public affairs for the Marines and escorted civilian press. He wasn't on the front lines. He was happy. In fact, he wrote it in his novel.
Mm.
He was happy that he never saw any action whatsoever. So did he risk his life for his country? Heck no.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, he was...
I hate to get angry right away, but...
Okay, just simmer down. But he was in Kenosha yesterday, I believe.
Yes, he was.
Scheduled to be there, right?
Yes.
Did anything happen? Anybody show up?
Yes.
Because he's not been drawing big crowds. Talk about not drawing crowds.
Well...
He gets, 100 people, a couple hundred people.
He said something really inappropriate.
Did he? Oh, no.
He was at a company yesterday in Kenosha.
Okay.
And at a local deli. And he asked one of the people there, he said, you have any food here?
Oh, yeah.
You really don't like? We'll take some and feed it to the journalists on the plane.
Wow. Okay.
What a dick.
What a...
I mean, hey, well, let's send that message out to everybody at this deli. I'm a dick.
Wasn't he? He was just trying to be funny. That was a joke, right?
Not very funny.
No, it's not.
I'm when you ask for, do you have anything in the deli?
Yeah.
That no one likes. That's already not appropriate. And then, of course, you're going to feed it to the press. Man, these people have a hard time.
Yeah, that's nutty. Yeah, well, I think he ordered some sandwich or something. Also, this was a couple of days ago. And I can't remember what it was. It was something that...
Was there some significance to the sandwich he ordered?
There was. Because it normally the sandwich doesn't have Swiss cheese, but he asked if they had Swiss cheese instead of whatever the cheese was.
Wow.
That was supposed to be on it, like normally. I can't remember what the sandwich was.
Now, we always have this kind of faux pas, don't we?
Yeah.
The politician always asking for their own version of what a sandwich should be like.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And they make it seem like, oh, well, how out of touch could anybody be? Well, now, I don't know. All right. Well, we're talking about the MAGAs again, and there's so much to talk about. They're idiots, of course.
Well, this is Idiocracy.
Yeah, it is. Segment is. It's Idiocracy.
Right.
And it's just common sense to treat LGBTQ and transgender individuals as second-class citizens. It's just common sense. You know that. Common sense to abandon green energy, and it's common sense to promise to do away with inflation after that's already been done for them by the Biden administration. It's common sense to produce more oil again, despite producing more oil than anyone in the world. It's just common sense. And I just thought we'd play this this cut from Trump, reminding us that they're the party of common sense.
Okay.
All right?
Let's hear it.
I don't understand why from a common sense. I like to say the Republican Party is now the party of common sense. Conservative, I guess conservative. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter because you're the party of common sense. there is nothing common sense about those people.
Nothing.
All right. I don't really have to say that. We all already know that.
We all realize that.
Yeah.
Hey, back to J.D. Vance just for a second. Okay.
Yes.
It was in Philadelphia that he ordered a Philadelphia cheesesteak. And then he said, well, okay, how come you don't use Swiss cheese? I don't know what kind of cheese they normally use.
Is
it provolone, maybe? I don't know. But that caused a stir. Everybody was like, oh, it's a Philly cheesesteak. You don't ask for Swiss cheese. It just doesn't work.
No.
Yeah.
It is provolone.
Provolone. I think that's what by the way, those are great in Philadelphia. I lived in Philadelphia for a while. Yeah. The Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia. Great stuff.
Did they use smoked provolone or was it just regular provolone?
No, I think it was just regular provolone.
All right. No, I love provolone.
We're talking cheese this morning.
Great flavor.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, cheese heads.
Yeah.
That's who we are, again.
There were plenty of cheese heads when Tony Evers was on screen. Of course, we don't know what he said last night during the Democratic convention, because on Fox News, they talked all over it. With
MSNBC talked all over.
Yeah, it was like, oh, great. Well, thanks a lot. Okay.
They couldn't wait.
No.
Right?
They had to do the split screen thing.
I think one of the great planning events for the whole conference was having Kamala in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Center. It was jammed. It was filled to the rafters.
Right.
And they simultaneously simultaneously broadcast at the DNC in Chicago, and I just thought, wow, this is a spectacle.
It was perfectly planned out too. You know, they introduced her in Milwaukee, and Chicago was ready to see it on the video. I mean, it was perfect.
It ran so smoothly. Yeah. These people have this so perfectly done. There's a billboard on the Beltline, one of those electronic billboards, it was a Republican. A face of a Republican saying, I'm a Republican, but I'm voting for Harris.
Oh, great.
Wow, these guys are everywhere.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It is 6:49. Cool start this morning, 55 degrees, highs in the mid-70s. And when we come back, we'll have more Idiocracy and maybe some health news. Too,
health news. We've got some
medical stuff.
Important stuff. You don't want wire in your chicken.
That's coming up on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX. Wired chicken?
Yes.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning?
Wow. We're in a great segment here.
Yeah.
We call it Health News, and we have some interesting stuff that you don't want to miss.
Okay.
But we want to get to this text here.
Yeah.
And the DNC has their own YouTube channel, no commercials and no pundits talking over the speakers.
Well, that's good to know.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay. We'll kind of like the pundits. But if you want a surreal experience, please check out Fox as this thing unwinds. The things they come up with, it's just so fanciful and ridiculous.
Right.
I couldn't pull myself away from watching Fox coverage.
We'll have to check it out.
It's not a real world, folks.
Mm. 92.7 WMDX. We're watching CNN this morning. They're recapping some of the roll call stuff that went on last night at the DNC in Chicago. Pretty fun stuff.
Pretty good stuff. And we have great coverage here on the station.
Again,
Todd Elbow having the Lincoln Project and Rick Wilson.
Right?
You know, he tells it like it is.
He doesn't hold back at all.
That's 2 hours of Rick Wilson with Todd Elbow. You got to check that out. It's really unbelievable. Great show. Great show.
Yeah.
Health news, okay? Got to watch out for this one. Purdue Chicken. They have a recall. 167,000 pounds of chicken nuggets have been after consumers found a metal wire in some of the packages.
Oh.
That's not something you really want to come across. In case you get chicken caught in your teeth, you could always use the wire.
Built-in toothpick.
Well, that's not good. That's a bad idea.
They have these recalls, I feel so horrible about all the chickens or pigs or when they have this recall, all those lives wasted.
Yeah.
just because somebody dropped something in, you know, one of the bags.
Mm.
But anyway, check your freezer. Purdue Foods is recalling more than 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders after some consumers reported finding metal wire embedded in the products.
Oh, man.
According to Purdue and U.S. Agriculture, the recall covers select items like Purdue breaded chicken tenders, Butcher Box organic chicken breast nuggets, and Purdue Simply Smart organic breaded chicken breast nuggets.
Organic?
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Even that.
Yeah, even then, wow. They have a wire in the chicken.
Jeez.
God, that is awful. Not a good surprise.
Are they like... They got some kind of special GMO chicken that just grows wires inside of it.
I don't think that's
well.
The
it kind of turns it in, so, right? I mean, if you can just buy regular chicken tenders, and then the organic chicken tenders have the same problem. Like something tells me that they're not all organic.
Well, you just wonder how. Yeah, I mean, there's some machinery that has to be involved here that has fallen apart somewhere along
chicken
the line.
Wire, right?
Yeah, chicken. Maybe chicken wire. Yeah.
I don't know.
This was always a concern when I worked at the cheese factory because we were using like wire cheese cutters all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Wires would break decently often. And whenever that happened, we'd need to shut down the line until we got the wire fixed.
Fixed or you found the wire that
broke.
Well,
it wouldn't break on both ends at the same time, usually.
Well,
at least
good.
Not that we ever found. Maybe that's what happened here.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Also, this headline just caught my eye. Private equity, healthcare's vampire. Private equity firms are sucking the resources out of America's hospitals and nursing homes and feeding on doctors to generate profits. These firms, which pool funds from wealthy investors and are exempt from many of the regulations and disclosure requirements that apply to others, are sucking the lifeblood out of our healthcare system, the hospitals and nursing homes. And that's never a good thing, especially, you know, as the baby boomers get older and older and increase in supply. What are they going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not good news. Not good news. We got to revamp the healthcare system. I could get on my soapbox again, but I think we should have universal healthcare.
Right.
And what's fun about listening to the Trump-Vance ticket is that they make it seem like that's the worst thing that anyone could ever ask for is universal health care.
Yeah.
I'm just like, please keep saying that.
Keep going down that road.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Keep losing votes for yourself.
How about this? You know, these smart rings that people have now instead
smart
of these
rings?
Smart rings, yes. Instead of these smart watches, now you can just wear a ring, which is less intrusive. And people can wear those.
Count your steps and check your pulse.
Yes.
All those things. Huh?
And not only that, it tracks menstrual cycles.
Okay.
Spokesperson for Samsung says the Galaxy Ring isn't intended for contraception or pregnancy planning. They're using that for their menstrual cycle, see? Mm. Or as Chief Product Officer Holly Shelton says, her company's version isn't intended for birth control either. But manufacturers' intentions don't always mesh with consumer desires and behavior.
Hmm.
Femometer, smart ring, Femometer,
That's what it's called?
And the Evie ring are part of the Femtech wave. So there you go. There's a new term, Femtech.
And so these are products just aimed at women, apparently.
So they can track their menstrual cycle, but they're using it for birth control.
Okay.
Natural Cycles claims its product is 93% effective as birth control with typical use. And when used, get this, and when used perfectly, the efficiency reportedly rises to 98%. Now you really know how you have to know how to use it perfectly in order to get at least 98%.
Does the ring change colors or something? How do you know?
Is it like a mood ring?
Like a mood ring. I don't know. I don't think it changes color.
You have to
it's
link it up
like
with, your,
ring.
With your phone, and then you can look at your phone.
Yeah, and you don't have to have that. Have the watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
Now, see.
How much do they cost?
Would you like something like that?
Maybe. I don't know. Would it come in handy? Well, maybe does it could, give a price on it?
Maybe you can give that Femometer smart ring a try there, Gordy.
Sure. is.
Wow.
I want to keep track of my cycles.
Yeah. Yes. We're all trying to keep track right? of your cycles, yeah. man. We're not quite sure where you're coming from half yeah, the time.
Thanks. Speaking of cycles, I got my bicycle oh, yeah. in the garage there, Sam. Anytime you want to come by and work on it, let me know.
Maybe later today. I'm still working on moving.
I worked all afternoon yesterday cleaning out my garage, getting it all nice and spick and span.
So we're going to have a party in there finally?
No, I don't think so. Sorry. Not going to happen.
All right.
It's 6:58. Coming up in our next hour, we'll be opening up the text lines, giving away tickets to Upper Dell's boat tour, and Mike McCabe will join us on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.